Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome into Duval Daily. I'm your host, Jordan DeLugo. Thanks so much for tuning in here on Friday, May 17th. Today, we are grading the Jaguars' offseason. To me, it is important to include the words "so far," because there's nothing saying that the Jaguars can't or won't make a move or two to further solidify certain spots on their roster. It is only May at this point. The Jaguars still have a lot of time before the start of the 2024 NFL season to continue to build out this roster, if they so choose. But you can also say the draft is in the books. First couple waves of free agency are in the books. This is probably how the Jaguars roster is going to look for the most part. So again, this is going to be where I'm at for the Jaguars offseason right now. We're going to take a look at all the additions and subtractions, the big ones at least, and then come up with a final grade here. I think we're looking at major inflection points and changes with this roster and with the coaching staff in 2024. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jinjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear, become a channel member right here on YouTube, get access to some cool perks, including discounts over at jinjag.com. So we're going to start with the defensive side of the ball, and then we're going to talk about offense. We'll also include special teams, but I'll tell you right now, from a special teams standpoint, it's TBD, right? I'm no expert when it comes to kickers. Cam Little obviously has the leg. He has the confidence. He's young. Kicker is a very volatile position. We'll see. That's going to be how I kind of evaluate the kicker position. Punter is staying the same. Long snapper staying the same. You have good special teamers around them. And then Devin Duvernay replacing Jamal Agnew with Devin Duvernay. Pretty much a push. But looking at the defense side of the ball. Changing of the guard at defensive coordinator, right? I give that situation an A-, adding Ryan Nielsen, subtracting Mike Caldwell. The Jaguars' defense fell apart down the stretch. You can blame it on injuries. I think it was more than injuries. I think that there was a fundamental issue with the Jaguars' defensive coaching staff, starting at the top with Mike Caldwell. So that's kind of how I view the situation. Enter Ryan Nielsen, who brings an entirely different style of defense, right? You're going to play a lot more press coverage. You're going to have a lot of too high shell. You're going to have a lot more four-man fronts. It's going to look different. Bottom line, you're going to have a Sam linebacker now at times. That role is going to be different. But more importantly than the scheme, in my opinion, is his results, right? Like, as a co-defensive coordinator in New Orleans, he got results. As a defensive line coach in New Orleans, he got results. And you won't find anybody that has worked with him that has a bad thing to say about him. And then you talk about what he did in Atlanta in his first year as a full-time defensive coordinator all on his own. He took the Atlanta defense that was horrible. They obviously did make some key additions in the offseason, but horrible defense, and turned them into a very good third down defense and a very good red zone defense. Money downs, third down, and in the red zone, they were very good. And I think if you can do that with this Jaguars defense, with the talent that they already have and some of the talent that they added, that's huge. So I think he's a big upgrade at defensive coordinator, Ryan Nielsen. I really do. So that's an A- for me. If he had more of a longer proven track record, I think you might be looking at an A. Only a defensive coordinator for one season, but a guy that I think is going to upgrade that defense in a big way. The only major changes on defense from a starting lineup perspective. Secondary, right? They made some secondary moves, and then the addition of Eric Armstead up front. Looking at the secondary, to me, you know, losing Darius Williams and Rayshon Jenkins, I think they improved at Rayshon Jenkins' spot right at strong safety with Antonio Johnson. The combination of Antonio Johnson, Andre Sisco, Darnell Savage, the rest of that safety depth, I think they're in a better spot at safety than they were. I just think Antonio Johnson's a better football player than Rayshon Jenkins. But Darius Williams to Ronald Darby, to me, it's even. Like, when you're talking about play on the field and scheme fit, it's an even trade out. But you're betting on Darby being healthy all year? That's probably a losing bet. I would have felt more comfortable, honestly, even in this new scheme with Darius Williams on the football team. But they got more depth with Savage, Jarian Jones, DeAndre Prince. They also got a lot more athletic. Like, you can say what you want about Ronald Darby and his health issues, injury issues, I should say. He's a 4-3 athlete. Darnell Savage is a 4-3 athlete. Jarian Jones and DeAndre Prince are 4-3 athletes, so they are a lot more athletic, a lot faster in the secondary. So for me, the secondary is a C+. They added depth, they added speed, athleticism, but I still think you have a question mark when it comes to, are you going to be good to go if Ronald Darby suffers an injury? And the chances are he probably will. Then you also have Eric Armstead up front, even interior defensive line. He can kind of move around the defensive front, play on the edge for you against the run, kick inside and rush the passer at an extremely high level, you know, on third down and clear passing situations. The Armstead move is a B+ for me. Would be higher, but for recent injury issues and age, right? He's not a spring chicken, right? But great value on the contract overall. I think he's like the 20th highest paid defensive lineman or something like that, interior defender in the league, somewhere in that range. So landing him to help Josh Allen, to help Trayvon Walker, to create more interior juice, interior pass rush, I think that helps the defense out a lot. You talk about the LSU defensive tackles they brought in, Mason Smith, Jordan Jefferson. I like both of these guys. I want them to work out. But for me, the process of those picks, those additions, is probably a C. Quite frankly,
driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Didn't love those moves, but hopefully I'm wrong and the Jaguars are right in those ones, right? Offensively, I look at it, start at receiver. That's kind of the biggest inflection point. You know, Calvin Ridley gone. I think they have a slight upgrade at receiver overall, though. For me, it's a C+. Long term, it's a B, because I do think Brian Thomas Jr., he's going to be a big time player at some point, pretty soon. I don't necessarily think he's going to match what Calvin Ridley gave you in year one, but I think he will be a big-time player soon. But you look at Gabe Davis, right? A lot of people kind of slam the Jaguars for that addition. I think it was a good move. Like, this is a guy who can stretch the field vertically. He can go up and get some 50-50 balls for you, be kind of a possession guy. you know, work through contact. But he has utility in the fact that he can block his ass off. You can move him around the formation, and he's going to help you in the run game, in the screen game, with jet sweeps, all those types of plays. When you have him out there blocking, Gabe Davis is going to help you in that regard. So he helps you as a receiver and as a utility player. Brian Thomas Jr., he brings the type of speed, size, and athleticism you just, quite frankly, did not have on the team that last year and haven't had on the team since Trevor Lawrence has been here. And then Devin Duvernay, he is a better overall receiver than Jamal Agnew has been. Bottom line, he is. He's more proven as a receiver than Jamal Agnew. And then Joshua Cephas competing for the back of the roster. I love that. He's going to be competing with all the guys that were competing there last year, Elijah Cooks, Seth Williams, Tim Jones. So I think that they did upgrade slightly at receiver. It's a C-plus right now. It's a B long-term. Talking about the offensive line, I'll give them a solid B there. You know, the Mitch Morris addition was an A, not because he is an A-level center. I think he's somewhere in the B range at center overall, but simply because of the chasm between him and Fortner in the starting lineup. Like, he is such an upgrade over Luke Fortner in the starting lineup. Retaining Ezra Cleveland matters. He wasn't ever healthy in Jacksonville last year. When you go back and look at him being healthy for the Minnesota Vikings, good football player. Javon Foster matters too. Like, this offensive line is better, straight up. I have no question about that in my mind. Offensive play calling, that's still up in the air. It is leaning, in my opinion, towards Peterson retaking over play calling duties, or at least having much more of a hands-on approach in 2024. No grade for that now. That's TBD. We'll see how it all plays out. But if Doug Peterson does take over play calling, that's going to be an upgrade as well. So the OL is better. The secondary is slightly better, in my opinion. The trenches are better on both sides. I think receiver is slightly better. There's more utility and flexibility at receiver. I still think Trent Baalke did bungle the Calvin Ridley situation. Like, would I rather have Calvin Ridley and Terrion Arnold or Brian Thomas and Jarian Jones? Because I think that's kind of how it played out. If the Jaguars retained Calvin Ridley like they wanted to, they would have drafted probably Terrion Arnold in the first round. And they could have traded down and done that still. So for me, I still think that the process led to fine results. Like, landing Brian Thomas Jr. is very good. Landing the cornerbacks that they did, very good. But you could have done better, in my opinion. I think having Calvin Ridley and Terrion Arnold would have been a better result than what they landed with. I think the Jaguars should probably sign or trade for another proven starting level corner. You know, I really do. I've talked about that quite a bit here. But just relying on the fact that Ronald Darby's going to be healthy all season is usually a losing bet. But looking at this offseason as a whole, I do give them a solid B. Upgraded your defensive coordinator, upgraded your defensive front, secondary depth and athleticism is upgraded, you upgraded your offensive line. I think between, you know, Walker Little, the more I've been looking at this, between Walker Little, Javon Foster, Cooper Hodges, Tyler Shatley, and Luke Fortner, the Jaguars probably think they can figure it out if there's OL injuries, no matter where it is. I think they're probably right. And the more I've thought about it, like, I think a healthy Walker Little can play at guard at a fairly high level. When you saw him playing guard last year, he was playing through injury. I think Javon Foster can play guard as well. So I think the offensive line is in much better shape than it was last year overall. What is the plan, though, at edge depth? Travis Gibson, he's the only real option. Could work out. Like, he had a really good season with Bill Shuey a couple years ago. He does have the athleticism, the talent to get the job done as a rotational edge, but he was cut by the Bears last year before the regular season, signed by the Titans. Didn't get many opportunities. To me, again, the plan at corner is questionable. The LSU defensive tackle picks were questionable overall. The wide receiver situation, which is fine now, and it's a push to a slight upgrade, it's not how they wanted it to go. They wanted Ridley back. They did. And if they got him back, they'd probably have Terrion Arnold right now. Bottom line, though, I think this is a better team on paper than it was last year. Kicker could be an upgrade. We'll see what happens with offensive play calling with Doug Peterson and Press Taylor. I think that the Jaguars upgraded, but again, It's a B for me. Now, if they go out and add a good veteran edge and like a Stephon Gilmore in free agency, a Marcus Lattimore via trade, I think you're starting to flirt with an A there. Would love to know what you guys think about the Jaguars 2024 offseason. Drop a comment in the comment section below. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jinjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear, become a channel member here on YouTube. Y'all have a good one.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.